do you like that?
Oh, another chap flips his wings.
All right. Who was it? Come on, I want to know.
Excuse me. This was a secret ballot. We all agreed on that, no? If the gentleman wants it to remain secret...
Secret? What do you mean, secret? There are no secrets in a jury room. I know who it was. Brother, you really are something. You sit here, vote guilty like the rest of us, and some golden voice preacher starts tearing your poor heart out about some underprivileged kid just couldn't help becoming a murderer, and you change your vote. If that isn't the most sickening... Why don't you drop a quarter in this collection box?
Oh, now, just wait a minute. Listen, you can't talk to me like that. No, who do you think you are?
Calm down.
It
doesn't matter. He's very excitable. Sit down.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone starts telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Hey, come on, huh?
What made you change your vote?
He didn't change his vote. I did.
Oh, fine.
I knew it.
Would you like me to tell you why?
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded. Looked up at the sky, began to cry, she shot it.
So hi and welcome to the Young Name Movie Podcast, guys. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
So this week, I kind of felt like I wanted to try something new with the podcast. So we're going to be breaking away from our regular format into what might just end up being a new format for the show. We haven't decided. We're open to new things. Aren't we able to say that, guys?
Depends on how new that new is. I'm not.
Depends on how open we're talking.
Yeah.
And where exactly we're opening.
We're opening.
No, stop it, Andrew.
Right,
I'm
guys.
Not letting you touch me there. No, no, no.
Stay cool.
So if everything sounds a bit strange to you guys, just go with it. Just let the show take you where we go.
You see, when you talk about opening things and then you follow up with just go with it, there's like a train of jokes. Like, that's what she said jokes, he said jokes. There's just so many.
Usually I just tell people that's what Damien said, because it tends to work. But kicking off this show, we're going to start out with the feature review of the week, the movie that one of our co-hosts, one of the people among us, decided to make us watch. And that is Endgame.
My name is Thabo Mbeki, and I am a terrorist.
Audacious mission you've undertaken. We're not interested in a political solution.
Mr. Mbeki, Michael Young, tell me how we can help.
I called last week about the meetings I'm trying to set up between those on both sides. To maintain secrecy, it's best if we hold the talks in the UK.
Douglas, this was your film. Please kick it off and tell us what it's about.
What this film was about is not as important as who was in it. This film stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, who we are
lovingly
called Chewie, as well as Mark Strong, who some of you may know as Prince Septimus. Others may know as Moriarty, but I guess Moriarty Jr. from Sherlock Holmes, the first one. but it stars two very, at least I know in my mind, I believe in Damien's and hopefully in Andrew's, two very good actors who we would do pretty much anything for and watch pretty much anything for.
What I find funny about that is that there's a third person very prominent in this movie.
Yes, and there is
loathe.
A reason. And there's a
and
reason
I like
why
that,
I haven't spoken about him.
I like that he didn't negate your love for those other actors.
That is how much I love these two people. Yes, Andrew, I will address the elephant in the room. William Hurt is also in this film.
Oh boy.
He also how shall I put it, does about as well as I expect him to, which is not at all. So let us continue. Also, fake Sherlock Holmes is in this movie. Johnny Lee Hooker or Johnny Lee Miller. I can't remember his real name. But this movie is about apartheid in South Africa and about the discussions that led eventually to its abolishment and the change in the government regime. And it's probably about as boring as that description sounds. Yeah. I did not like this movie. I did like Chewie. I did like Mark Strong. Why? Because I like Chewie and I like Mark Strong. Not because this movie was really good or their performances were really that exemplary, but because I already have them deep in my heart as, you know, untouchables.
So Douglas, what you're telling me is that every time you saw Mark Strong break off the filter off his cigarette, because Mark Strong doesn't get cancelled, you said yes.
Exactly. But as you say, Andrew, there were certain specificities, certain details about this movie that I enjoyed, such as the fact that now it is clear that officially Mark Shuttleworth is sponsoring this podcast. There was a point in the podcast where, not in the podcast, sorry, in the movie, where a woman referred to an African word, and I knew about it already, a South African word.
Yes,
called, and she said it was Ubuntu. And I remember I was actually watching it, at least at this point, I was watching it with Nicholas, with the youngster, and he said to me, Ubuntu? But this is a 90s movie. How could they know about that? And I'm like, Nicholas, you're an idiot. That word existed before. Shuttleworth just stole it and used it for his open source software.
It's
however,
like I want my software to
is
be
this
like
movie
this.
A 90s movie?
It's like either late 90s or early 2000s, I think. It's
movie?
Yeah. When did this movie come out?
Oh, sorry. No, it's 2009. Like it's 2009. Apologies.
I remember that coming out.
Because we even talked about the trailer for this movie.
Oh, we did?
On this podcast.
Wow,
yeah.
I don't even remember.
I remember
that.
Damien brought it to us, and he was
Look,
Chewie is in a movie. I need to watch it.
Yes, of course. Of
because
course.
After Red Belt. Red Belt is pretty good.
Red Belt is more than pretty good.
I love Red
good.
Belt. Oh, on a side note, and I'm pretty sure he's listening, Ryan, go and watch Red Belt. I just listened to his latest episode of his podcast, and he was like, I haven't seen Red Belt. And, oh, that hurts me.
Listen here, Hato. Watch the fucking movie. It's fantastic.
Hey. Is it like the one person that listens to this? Let's not kick the harnessness.
All right, fair enough. But yes, there was that. There were a couple of, you know, details. Every once in a while something would happen and I'd laugh for some reason completely unrelated to the movie, and those were the only points where I actually got any enjoyment out of it. So I guess that means I didn't like the movie. Is that how that works?
I think
so.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
I just want to add on to more actors and characters that we see in this movie. There is, I think his name is Clark Peters. Yes, I'm right. Clark Peters, who we know better as Chief Lambeau in Tremé, or
I can't remember
his character name from The Wire.
The Wire.
Why can't I remember his name right
because
now in
you're
The Wire?
A bad person.
I'm a bad.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Mandela. That's I watched it and as I kept watching it, I was like, it looks like the guy from The Wire, but I wasn't 100% sure. Okay, so you've confirmed it. Thank you.
The guy from The Wire.
The mm-hmm. stolid, the stoic detective. I can't remember his name though.
The
one that whittled.
With all of oh man, I'm like skimming IMDb to see if I can find. No, but I suck at this.
Yep.
But we've seen a bunch of movies with people playing Mandela recently. Like in the last 5 years, there was Morgan Freeman playing him in Invictus. Wasn't there one other one recently with Mandela? And the funny part about it is that I've made this point before about like historical figures and how they are played and how sometimes I just can't take it seriously. With this performance, somehow it skipped past can't take it seriously to this guy isn't Mandela at all. And it was so weird, because every time I heard him talk, I just heard Chief Lambeau from Tremé, because he felt so much like that character. The rest of the movie, though, like, when the movie starts out, you see this guy whose character's name I don't even know at this point. He's like, they kind of play him off as possibly an intelligence guy, but they don't ever tell you for sure whether he is or he isn't, I believe. And he helps to make open the conversation between the government and Chewie's side.
The ANC, sir.
The ANC. I watched this movie. Like,
wait, hold on. Are you talking about Johnny Lee Miller or Hooker or whatever his name is?
Johnny Lee Miller. Yeah, that's him.
Fake Sherlock. Yeah.
Is he fake?
He's fake Sherlock. Yeah. He's Sherlock in, I think it's ABC's version with Lucy Liu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, him. For some reason, for a second, I thought, could he be Moriarty in Sherlock? In the good Sherlock?
Nope. No.
He's
no.
Terrible
no.
USA.
Yeah.
Adaptation.
I've heard people say that it's not that bad, but
no,
I don't listen to them.
It's not horrible.
I've heard people say that about Person of Interest. And
That's disgusting. No, I probably watched the first 5 episodes of that show, and while it's not horrible and at times it's watchable, it's just...
There's something named Sherlock in the UK that is... Way, way beyond phenomenal.
Thank you, Damon.
Why would I waste my time? What's the point?
Exactly.
So yeah, they spend all right enough time kind of setting up this guy as someone who wants to have these conversations happen, but by the end of the movie, you kind of forget he existed, right? Even when you get to that end and they have those William Hurt come up to him and say thank you, and Chewie and say it's because of you. Like, I felt nothing for that. This movie was just so, so bland in every way. Like, Douglas, you pretend to yourself that Mark Strong and Chewie is enough for this movie to get somewhat of a pass.
Listen, this movie's a 4 out of 4. What are you talking about?
It's so boring.
Yeah, it is. This movie is pretty horrible. But you know what? It really, as I said before, kind of highlights the point that I'm making with my top 5, is that there's a lot that I'd do for certain people. There's a lot that I'd put up with for certain people. And these two actors are one of them.
The biggest travesty that I feel for this film is that after I finished watching it, I went over to IMDb to see who was involved. And director Pete Travis, he's the guy who directed Dread last year, guys. And that movie is just so fun, so lovable.
Yeah, but you can see him making mistakes. Like this.
He also did do Vantage Point, but I'm trying not to think about that.
Oh, okay. I like how you don't skip over that. He's also
doing
something,
Damon,
far worse.
Damon, you haven't said much. What did you think of this film?
I was hoping that you guys would just move on without actually asking me what I thought about this movie. Not that I disagree with what you guys have said, because I don't. Well, because I don't like saying bad things about movies that Chewie is or Mark Strong. Look, for a movie to take on this kind of subject matter, I mean, most people that were born before the 90s know of what happened in South Africa. And for you to take that story and make a movie this crushingly and depressingly boring out of it, even with all the acting talent that you have, I just don't understand how they managed to. There were even explosions in this movie, and it was still, I mean, just so boring. Just such a poorly told story. I don't really understand what happened with these movies. It's real bad. But the worst part of it is, if you had spoken to me after watching this movie, because I saw this movie already, I saw it a couple months after I saw Red Belt. If you had spoken to me after I watched it again this time, I'd have said, yeah, you can watch it. And the only reason that I'd have said that is because there's people in there that are, like, I know this movie's bad. But I still don't want to accept that because there's people in there I like a couple of the people, but the movie's terrible. I don't think anybody should have to put themselves through this. It's not that long though, so I guess maybe if you see it on TV, which you won't. Maybe if you see it on Netflix, which you
talking about South Africa and Nelson Mandela, whatever happened to that movie Winnie with Jennifer Hudson supposed to be playing Nelson Mandela's wife and such?
Just be happy that we don't know.
Yes.
Yes. I think Terrence Howard was supposed to be Nelson Mandela in that movie.
Is all truly terrific news. No,
I mean that movie was so, like, I'm looking on IMDb now and it was released in 2011, but I've never heard of anyone talk about it other than
want to watch a movie about Nelson Mandela's wife? Does anybody want to watch that movie?
Would you want to watch a movie where Terrence Howard is Nelson Mandela?
No. Not that big a fan of Terrence Howard. I'd go as far as saying, not a fan of Terrence Howard. He's in some movie, maybe two movies I like, I don't know. I'd have to look. Yeah, but this movie's bad. People shouldn't watch it.
So Douglas, you heard that people shouldn't watch it. Why did you make us watch it?
Douglas didn't know.
I did not know. I saw two stellar actors and just made a connection. 2 + 2 = chicken. And come on.
Speaking of Mark Strong, in Zero Dark 30, when he came into the office
demanded
that they find him people to kill, that was spectacular. So good. What a speech.
I like the second half of Mark Strong where they're like, this is real tradecraft kind of scenes. I love those scenes where he's trying to tell the people he's not a drug dealer.
As if he'd be the most successful drug dealer to never deal drugs. Who is he selling drugs to? Nobody. Ah, goddamn, I love that.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton, with your mother, on a sandy lawn. As a sophomore, with reggaeton and the linen you're sitting on, is your bed made? Is sweat around? Do you want fun?
It was around the end of January that we announced our Fantasy League.
Yes.
And I thought that it's about time that we kind of give an update as to how that's been going, as well as talk about one of the biggest films involved in the Fantasy League so far, which was recently released, which is Oz the Great and Powerful, which luckily all of us have seen.
One of the biggest?
Biggest in money. Biggest money-wise.
Oh, Christ.
So you guys seem to have had a very strong reaction to this movie.
Mm-hmm. But since it's your movie, Andrew Robinson, why don't you, give us a brief review of your movie? You have one on your website for your movie, stressing your movie. Please, you could give us a breakdown of your movie.
Okay, so first of all, I'll make this very clear.
Yes.
This is not a good movie. I started right there so that we don't feel any misunderstanding. Right? This is not a well put forward movie. It is not one of those movies where I'm going to lie to you and say that all of the pixels were there and they made it pretty. This is not a movie where a lot of the acting talent came out and went, yes. Because, I mean, oh God, Mila Kunis. Like, if she wasn't bad enough when the movie started, by the second half when she... And I don't know if you can even call this a spoiler. Mm-hmm. When she becomes the Wicked Witch that we all know in The Wizard of Oz. It just becomes amplified to the nth degree. But herein lies the other part of it, is that there were things I liked about this movie. There were things that I could pick up on and just kind of enjoy for what they were. Number one being, I adored the first, I think it's 20 minutes long. I don't know if it goes as far as 30, opening in the black and white when we see James Franco in Kansas. Right? It just gave me that feeling of where they were being purposefully stiff just to kind of give you that moment where you're like, oh, this feels like a movie which was made in the 30s. And they were just being cheesy with all of the theatrical magic where you see things like he's doing his show and he has one guy come up and say, I can see wires, and he does this crazy thing and it's so awesome. I adored the opening title sequences, especially in 3D. I mean, I don't think I can give this movie any much more credit for the 3D that it gives us, but if nothing else, those opening title sequences, which Disney actually released on YouTube for everyone to watch, and I watch it again, and it kind of doesn't feel as great watching it in 2D, like in with the 3D, with all of that, like Paper Man, Paper Mario kind of setup, and the hypnotic view. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I really liked Zach Braff in this movie. The first 20 minutes, as well as when he was the monkey for the rest of Oz. And there's an actor in this movie, Tony Cox. He's a guy who, if you don't know him by face or by name, he is Sourpuss. He's the short black man in this movie. And every time he was in a scene, I loved it, right? He just kind of stole it away. And for all of these factors, and there are a couple more, I almost feel like it would be a lie for me to give this movie a straight up one, because using the last movie on my list, Identity Thief, as a test bed, where there was absolutely no goodness for me to ream out of that movie, this one, like, I think I'd be harsh on it to give it a one. So I want to give it a two. I want to give it a like, hey, you tried hard, and I'm willing to give it to you. I'm willing to give it to two. And I know that I'm mathematically outnumbered here, and it won't matter the fact that I gave it a two.
Sure.
But I want to kind of just say that I feel that as bad as this movie is, there are enough good things in it for you to enjoy if you're willing to go into that kind of story.
Okay. Douglas, I think you should go next, because I'm going to destroy both Andrew and this movie.
Okay, great. So I am somewhere in the middle. Andrew has some good things, but mostly bad things. I have about one good thing, and everything else is bad.
What is the good thing
and
that you saw?
Actually,
and
I have to
say the opening credits.
I have to agree with Andrew. The only good thing about this movie is the opening credits and the 3D, right? That was very nice. I liked the opening credits and how it looked with the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked there was a point. It's very much a children's trick, but it was a point in about 2 seconds after the opening credits where there's a fire breather and the fire comes out at you. Sure. That was very nice.
Sure.
Everything else about this movie is garbage. I give this a one emphatically. Emphatically.
So, Douglas, you and I are on the same. You're on the same page. Now, I refuse to even consider giving any kind of a pass because of the opening credits of a movie for a 2 hour movie. if you think for even a second, I'm going to even register the fact that there's opening credits for a movie of which 99.9% of the movie is hot steamy garbage. Andrew Robinson, this is the reason. I'm glad we are finally here, because this is the exact reason why I did not pick a 10-point scale. Because if I could give this movie a zero and have it count towards its average, I would. The only reason this movie gets a one is because we literally cannot give it anything lower than a one. And Andrew, part of me wants to bring this to arbitration, because if Joel sees this movie, you are screwed. I know it is petty to do it this early, but I really feel if I bring this movie to Joel, You're getting no money for this movie. Thing is, that too will be thrown out. I'm going to leave you alone for now.
Well, I would like to at least point out.
Yes.
While Andrew's earning ability on this movie has not finished, right now he is clearly leading all of us with $92 million, almost $93 million dollars from his fantasy side.
.33 is not a score. The average is rounded down to one or two.
Oh, seriously?
You don't get...
It's an integer right. average, which is why I said mathematically don't matter.
I thought it was... No. Oh, my goodness.
No, the average is rounded down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew. Either way, you're still leading with about $78 million. If I were to take out... Yeah. Mr. right. Oz, all of a sudden you're at 32, which is underneath Damien's 49.
Look.
You mean the ones that he hasn't seen one movie of, so he hasn't gotten a dollar yet?
No.
Oh, have you not watched anything yet?
I haven't seen anything on my list, no.
Oh, wow.
I'm the only one who's seen anyone.
Right. Well, Andrew, don't say that like I'm at fault. Yeah. None of my movies have actually come out yet.
Right. And
I actually have a strong first movie with the host opening this Friday. It's going to make me billions of dollars.
We'll see how that goes and if I have to watch it.
But no, I'm telling you from now, I'm giving it a one, Andrew. You don't need to watch
it. Guys, it's straight from the phone. Sam Raimi made Oz.
Yes,
Disney gave him a blank check and said, yo, son, make us a Oz prequel. Now, The Wizard of Oz is not near and dear to my heart because I don't really like any of those movies. But this movie is horrendous. So bad, in fact, that when I went to watch a movie, I brought someone with me. And
I talked to her.
Right. At intermission, she said, there is no way this movie could get any worse. That's what she said. And I said to her at the time, you probably shouldn't tempt fate like that. It's probably a bad idea. And I was right. Because the movie got worse. The whole black and white thing at the start was bad. All the performances across the board were terrible. There's nothing redemptive. There's nothing good about this movie. When this movie ended, there were several children in the audience. And not a one of them. I didn't hear any of them laugh. I didn't hear any of them clap. This movie is just bad. Right? I cannot believe that Andrew Robinson is even considering giving this movie a can watch. No one should watch this. It saddens me to no end that this movie has made as much money as it's made. Because it is garbage. Right? And it is from people and with actors that I would do. I mean, I'll watch anything that Rachel Weisz is in. Anything at all. I've seen terrible, terrible things that she's been in.
I'll watch anything Mila Kunis is in.
Agora, this is the worst thing that she's ever been in, ever. Ever, ever. This is garbage. Oh, God, I hate this movie so much. I'm furious that part of me wanted to not watch... I want to go, if I had a time machine, I'd go back in time to not watch this movie. That would be the only thing I'd have done.
But then I'd have a 50% on it.
I'd have just accepted, I don't care actually. I'd have just accepted that you slightly like the movie more than Douglas and just ignore all of this. I'm angry at myself for watching this movie. Because as bad as Andrew's review was, Andrew didn't even come close to describing what kind of travesty took place in this movie. Right? What was James Franco doing the entire movie? What was he doing?
He was high.
Man. Oh, so bad. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome. And when I watch The Smurfs 2, I will get to thank Douglas.
But Andrew, there is no way what our expectation of the Smurfs is can be that much. The movie can't be that much worse, right? We are going to go in expecting it to be just horrendous, and that is exactly what we're going to get. I actually thought this was going to be a movie, but that is not what this is. This is just this is just a steaming pile of shit that plays for 2 hours. Now again, thanks. Thanks for that. 2 hours.
You're welcome.
Fuck this movie.
But to give an update,
oh, and
Douglas
Sam Raimi, it is done. Never again.
Really, really, Sam Raimi out of the window.
Sam Raimi.
So I think, is he doing the World of Warcraft, or is that Duncan Jones?
I'm pretty sure it was him, but at this point, I don't care.
So you're done with Raimi?
Yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap for Sam Raimi.
Okay. Douglas brought it up. I just want to kind of give it as an update so far. Douglas is yet to have a movie come out, so
yep.
He's at zero, just waiting with
potential. I have about two or three games in hand, I guess we could call it, or movies in hand. Yes.
Damien has had films released so far.
Wow.
I think it's six.
I'm seeing five, unless there's one that you haven't marked off.
Three, four, five,
yeah.
Five,
yes.
How is it that you've made no money? God,
Stoker has made
the Croods made some money for you, but
the Croods is going to make me a significant amount of money.
At least,
as far as reviews go, it is getting
the only problem I have with that, Damien, is that you're coming up against G.I. Joe coming out this weekend.
Yeah,
so that second weekend might not be that great.
Children are going to watch G.I. Joe.
Parents are going to tell their children to stay home so they can watch G.I. Joe.
That's never
going
to happen.
No, I don't think parents are watching G.I. Joe.
Children are going
no
to watch more of the Croods.
Yeah.
I think you are in for a rude awakening with G.I. Joe.
Oh,
G.I. Joe
I've already bought my
him,
ticket
you know?
For this weekend.
G.I. Joe will do money for him. What's going to do money for me? Because while you might say, yes, G.I. Joe is the competition, it's not really. Because mine is the host. Mine is teenage girls. They don't watch G.I. Joe anyway.
Nope.
So I've got zero competition this week, Andrew. Yep. So watch yourself.
When their boyfriends come around, they'll be like, I don't want to watch the host. They'll be like, let's go to G.I. Joe. And they'll say yes. And Damien has almost $200 million off of five movies.
Yes.
I have three movies so far, and I am over $300 million at this point.
True, but remember,
and this is before the
great out of that $300 million, you're only making 70, and Damien still has a strong 50. While he's behind you, he's not that far behind.
Right.
Damien has zero.
No, you've seen two of my movies, correct?
Yes.
And you've given ratings to two of my movies, correct?
Yes.
So as long as I watch and agree with your reviews, then I've made that much money.
And remember, we're still not including the Croods, and I'm sure that is a good, $30 million out of that easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I watch the Croods? I don't know if I'll watch the Croods.
I hear that it's good. Remember, it's
the only reason
I'll
watch the Croods
is
if Damien gives it a two. Once he gives it anything above a one, I'm going to have to watch it.
How to Train Your Dragons people did this movie instead of going straight into How to Train Your Dragons 2. And I heard that it's pretty good. So I'm hoping for, fingers crossed for a three. And just looking at Andrew's list, and I'm just baffled that he's made so much money.
He's done well for himself.
So
he really has
much money,
and he still has some money coming in too, because he's got Star Trek. Which, by the way, those trailers look awesome.
They're looking incredible.
He's got The Hobbit.
Yes.
He's got Wolverine. Mm-hmm. I don't know why
the new Wolverine trailer actually came out today, and it looks like such garbage.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I find that shocking.
He has an Anchorman, which will do zero money.
Despicable Me 2 might do.
No, that will do money.
The first one didn't do as well as they thought it was.
He has Machete, which will make about $2.
Yep. Look, I already have my $2 movie called
To the One
Stoker.
No.
Stoker has made no money. But I'll get
100% of it, though. Yes.
Of the $1 million.
I'm so pissed at my theater. They promised me Stoker, and then the week came by, and they're like, "Fuck that shit."
I think it's here already, now, Andrew.
And so I will go and watch Stoker. And
call me when you go in. I'll go with you.
Pray to God that it is awesome, and hope that it will help me win the overall bonus.
I'm looking on the Palace side, and I don't see Stoker.
At this point, that is all I'm betting on. Have to get
was
that bonus.
Was it Stoker? It was something that I remember thinking I wanted to watch that they put out last week.
probably
Jay. Unless you're talking about something like Burt Wonderstone.
Oh, it was Burt Wonderstone. Thank you, Andrew.
People keep saying that movie's garbage.
Oh, it looks like garbage. But
most people say that it's kind of mediocre at best. They're like, yeah, some things are funny, but generally, Steve Carell not Burt a good lead.
I treat mediocre as people being nice and not saying that a movie's terrible. And I'm usually right about that. People don't like to pan other movies because, you know, a lot of work went into them. But that is not my problem.
They've been playing Stoker and trailers, though, but it's not even here for April or May. Wow.
It's because it's made $1 million.
This is nice.
Yeah, when it didn't quite make it, they're like, yeah, let's not bother with that
one.
Yeah,
let's just never put this out and pretend it never happened.
Bitches.
Sad.
Is there anything you guys want to talk about before we move on?
Just that I'm going to make a lot of money this week.
You hope.
I know.
You hope. I still can't believe Identity Thief has made $130 million.
And how much did Andrew give it? Oh, he gave it a one. I don't have to worry about
no,
it.
No, yeah, I flat out. Yeah.
Yeah, I like how Identity Thief was an immediate one. And he's phone. You know, it's Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi is coloring his review of this movie.
I think so, you know.
And that goddamn opening credit. If you take away the opening credits, there's nothing to even watch it.
As I said, I like that whole black and white scenes. I liked it. Screw you, Damien.
You keep telling yourself. It doesn't matter. If you keep talking, I'll call Joel, and then we'll see how much money you made off of the creator.
But what good will come of it, Damien? You will A, anger Joel by making him watch that movie, or even look at the trailers. Mm-hmm. B, I wouldn't lose or gain any money because I'm already down to one.
No, you'll lose money. If he thinks you're gaming the system, you'll get $0. That's how it works.
And then three, you already said that if I'm honest and open and I make my case clear, you can't tell me I'm wrong.
No. I can't tell you
I'm wrong. I can't tell you that you're wrong. But Joel can. This is why he's there. Right?
So wait for that to the Wonder Money to go away, David. Right. Wait for it.
If you gave it a 3, that would push it over into giving you a 2 out of 5 based on the average. Then, of course, I'd have had Joel involved. Stats. But because it does not affect either way.
Yeah,
that is
fine.
The only reason I'm leaving. I'm even bothering to change
the review from one to two. Think about it. If we go to Joel, he can get 0.
Yes, he could get 0. But then Joel might say, Andrew is a crazy person and truly believes that people should watch this. So we might be angering him for no reason.
Oh, wait, I have a question. Is this like the NFL? If I get a decision my way, do I get a prize for it?
No, you don't. You get to keep the money that you have.
I don't. You guys don't get penalized for harassing me?
No,
of course not. Actually,
that sucks.
Clearly, you watch a different NFL from the rest of the world that happens in the NFL. You don't. Hold on, Andrew. You don't get a prize when what happens is the referee calls it against you. Mm-hmm. You believe that you should have gotten, a first down or whatever it is. And if the referee believes you, you get it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening here. You believe the rating should be, let's say, a 3. We call against you.
Right.
And we go either we or you go to Joel. And if you win, you get your 3. Right. You know,
and if you lose, you get nothing.
I think there should be a penalty for harassing people.
Nope.
Actually, Joel might just give a penalty.
Yeah. No, it's Joel. He's the commissioner. Probably should have picked Joel for the commission. Probably a terrible idea.
Probably. Just make sure you don't anger
him. It's going
him.
To backfire.
I wonder what happens if we start to hand a lot of films to him when it hits number 5, where he's like, you know what, just fuck this shit, you get us here. Whoever's movie this is.
Right,
that
by the second movie, he'll just watch the trailer and guess
I'm
on that.
Going, yeah, this
and then by the third movie, he's going to be handing out, fines. We're going to have to pay a fee per minute. Per minute of badness.
We'll have to put up box office in order to speak to the commissioner.
wanted to add an element of the show to kind of give listeners a chance to respond back to us. And so every week I'm going to be coming up with some questions, and Damien and Douglas, we're not really going to engage them till the following week, so please don't try and ruin this whole thing, because you guys are ruiners completely. So one of the big films that I've been reading a lot about recently is Olympus Has Fallen, the latest film with Gerard Butler, yes, where he plays pretty much John McClane in the White House, is the way the internet likes to describe it. And in a recent review, I heard about this crazy scene in the movie in which I believe it's Frances McDormand. I could be wrong about the actress. But some woman is dragged by her hair across the floor. And as this is happening, she is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance for America, which just sounds insane to me. And I kind of wonder about these kind of movies, because most of the movies we watch are from America. And every so often, I kind of get this feeling where it kind of goes a bit too much American. Like, they're just going like, yeah, America. So I want to know, what is the most egregious fuck yeah America movie you've ever watched to the detriment of the movie?
You know, you said it. Andre Central said it already. Yeah. Anyway.
No, that one is obvious.
I know that one. Is, yeah.
So that obvious. But they've already made the most American movie that can be made ever. It was made a long time ago.
But either way, I guess we have to wait for Ryan, because he's the only one who listens to
right,
this podcast,
so Ryan, just
to answer us, please.
We'll see.
So we'll talk about this another time.
And perhaps Miles from Australia, if he's still listening.
Right. Since I also listen to the podcast, and I...
Well played, Damien. Well played.
I give a response.
Not no.
Response, no.
No.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello.
Oh, is this Andrew? Can I call in my response?
Wow.
United 97.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
You shouldn't. It's really bad.
Is that the one with Nick Cage?
Yeah. Okay. And the planes, yeah. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
What? I thought that one was the one on the plane by Greengrass. That didn't have Nick Cage.
What?
Or am I thinking of the wrong movie?
Yeah, one of us is thinking about the wrong
movie. I don't know. I know Nick Cage. I know that is a September 11th right. movie, and Nick Cage is in one of them. I know there were two big ones. I'm not sure which one we're talking about.
I'm thinking about the terrible one. Nick Cage. About that one. It's the one that I'm thinking of. Probably the wrong one. All right, so... Question is, what's the most American movie that has ever been Americanized? Right?
Yeah. Can I tell you, though, my views on this topic? I'm not going to answer the question. Mm-hmm. But if you really get down to it, mm-hmm. the reason we watch so much American media is because it's just damn well better than ours.
Well, we could also watch British,
we
and
could.
French,
we could.
And Korean.
True. Well, no, Korean, you have to be very careful.
Mexico makes a lot of movies.
Mexico, do they really?
They make a
I know India does, but they're...
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah.
Russia also makes a boatload of movies.
Yeah, but again... No, those are really good. When you're talking
Although
about really...
Black Lightning was pretty
yes,
good.
Yes, that was fun.
Pretty good.
But when you're talking about good movies, you have to go to Britain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Australia has a couple. Korea has a few.
And France.
France has some, yes. But if you're talking about good to bad ratio, you're looking at probably, you know, England and France being up there. And... I'm not sure about the ratio in the US, but just because of the sheer volume of features right. that they make, they have probably the most good that at least we know about.
Right, in terms of raw numbers.
Exactly.
Because you can usually dodge most of the garbage.
Yeah, you kind of so see it.
Usually end up. Like, but at the end of the year is when we usually have this laundry list of
things. Yeah, yeah.
And they do some of blockbusters right. I don't know if it's because the rest of countries don't have the movie structure to support it, But America is where people throw in billions of dollars in order to make shit blow up real nice on screen. So, no. But, yeah. I already have my answer, and it is the best answer. So.
Wow. All right.
It's like All the right. easiest thing that's ever happened.
Good to go. Andrew, give us more questions. We will not give answer them.
I'll try to come up with some and see how you handle it.
We know the fire waits. Some believers, all of the sinners saint. Girl, you and I will die. Unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train. See the snow come down. It's coming on down from the highest peak. Want a little leak, but who's gonna save a little leak for me? We know the fire waits. Some believers, all of the sinners.
Red! Red! Charlie boy! Rule one! Red!
Is the color of sex!
Burgundy is the color of hot water bottles! Red! Is the color of sex! And fear! And danger! And signs that say do not enter!
So to tie in with the movie that Douglas picked, he wanted us to give a list of the top five actors or actresses who, how did you put it, Douglas?
Who we will do just about anything for.
We'll make terrible decisions for. We're willing and have made terrible decisions for.
And I think after listening to our review of Endgame, you kind of have an idea of what we're talking about.
Yes.
What the kind of terrible decisions we're willing to make for these.
Although,
people.
Endgame doesn't really count because we... You could see where a good movie could have been in there.
That's true. It could have been good.
It's when it is clear. Like how I interpreted it is, it is clear that the movie you are about to partake of is garbage.
Yes.
You have no pretense. But you are going down the road because of a specific actor. And so I chose to interpret this list. And sadly there's a whole lot of things.
Yes, yes.
But when Douglas sent the email, I'm like, I'm not really a actor person. Like, directors I'll follow into darkness all the time. But I don't think I do it with actors. And then I started looking and I went, oh no, I do. I definitely do this. I definitely do this.
So Douglas, it was your film and your list idea. So why don't you kick us off?
Well, I actually have mine in a specific order.
Okay.
And I'm going from number five to number one. And let me tell you how... let me tell you how this works. Mm-hmm. Number five is the least egregious. Mm-hmm. And number one is the most egregious. Right? So essentially number five is, I love you, but, you know, there's a point at which... There's a line I wouldn't cross. Mm-hmm. And number one is...
Doesn't matter.
No, we're just... I'm just on board. So number five, funnily enough, I think Damon is probably not going to believe me, mm-hmm. but number five is Zooey Deschanel. She is at the bottom of my list. And let me tell you why. I still will watch pretty much anything that she does,
mm-hmm.
but remember, you know, these are the top five. So
okay. You found four people that.
No, it's not that. But mm-hmm. so what this list is people that you will do anything for. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that means that we've gotten to the cream of the crop, essentially. But, or maybe the bottom of the barrel is a better analogy. But why she's number five to me is because even though she fits the bill in that I will watch anything that I see her in, there are movies where I know this is a bad movie and I don't enjoy it. And in some cases, I actually don't continue watching it. So, you know, we have So the thing about Zoe, right, is she's got great movies that I love her in, like The Go-Getter. I love The Go-Getter. I love 500 Days of Summer. I think Damien, that's a one movie that Damien can't actually argue with me over.
If you keep talking about The Go-Getter as good, I'm going to have to stab one of you people.
Right. Anyway, but you see, the thing about Zoe is she has things like Your Highness, which is just utter garbage. And I see it as garbage, and I can never watch that movie again, even though myself and Andrew, and I believe Damien did actually watch it.
Nope.
No, Damien did not. But me and Andrew did.
Which movie now?
Your Highness.
Oh, I totally watched that movie.
That was horrible. Yet another bad James Franco movie, by the way.
I saw what was happening and I went, oh, I don't have to see this. This is good stuff.
Guys, and then, guys, Brian McBride. That's his name, right?
No, Danny. Bride. Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. He walks around with a dick necklace.
Oh, nice.
Hilarious.
And then you have things like New Girl, which is even worse than these bad movies, because with a movie, it starts, there's a middle, and then there's an end. But for some reason, this show just never ends. And it's horrible. And for a long time, I watched this show. Probably, I think it was a season and a half. And I have finally broken the habit. And that's why I know that she can never be number one, because I feel only a tingle in the back of my head that I should be watching this show. I don't need to watch it.
I watch it for Shmi.
Yeah,
I'm still watching the show.
I watch it for Schmidt because and they've realized that he is the reason to do the show.
Oh, so they're putting him more in the forefront. Mostly that's him. Good. Yeah, he was the least bad thing about that show.
It's still bad. Let's not pretend otherwise. It's still bad, but he's pretty good.
Yeah. So she is my fifth most loved actor, I suppose, is how you'd say.
Sure. I have a very, very, I have a long list. A lot of people. And, I'm just going to do one that has to stay on the list. Ryan Reynolds. Now, Ryan Reynolds
was in
Van Wilder, and I loved him in that. And because of that movie, I have seen most of Ryan Reynolds' movies. Now, there are movies that he was also in Waiting.
Waiting was pretty good. So funny.
And because of that, I said, I like him. And we'll watch things with this
man. Have you ever watched this TV show? The essentially what brought him up?
Mm-hmm.
The two guys and a girl?
Yeah.
You know who that other guy was?
I saw it recently and remember. Oh yes, it was Nathan Fillion. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I remember when Green Lantern was coming out, and we all knew ahead of time
it was going to be garbage.
Green Lantern was a no go.
Hot garbage.
And at least I still went in and he's in there. I'll watch this. Then he made Safe House. People reviewed Safe House and said, no one should watch this. And I said, you are both incorrect. There are two people in that show that I definitely want to watch. Reynolds and another man that will go unnamed. Because he's better than this list. And I saw that. I was mediocre. I went, yeah. But I still like those two guys. And there's others. I mean, there was the one with, was it Paul Rudd? When they had the Switch was the name of that movie.
That's the name of the movie.
Switch?
No, the Switch is the one with Jason Bateman, isn't it?
Yeah, with Jason Bateman.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's a change-up. Sorry.
The change-up, right. With him and Jason Bateman.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, right. Yes.
When he pissed in some lake.
Right, and now, because he's the ladies' man and Jason Bateman and is the family right, man.
It was absolutely god-awful. And we knew that. And I still sat down and watched that awful, awful thing happened.
You know, a name that you just mentioned that's definitely an honorable mention for me but isn't in my list is Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd.
I'd put him on the list, but there's a lot of things I see with Paul Rudd.
No, yeah, there's a lot of things that I don't watch. But just no matter how bad his movies look, when I see him in any bad trailer, I still smile and say, boy, that guy's funny. I like him.
This is 40. It's pretty bad.
Is it?
Yes,
it damn. Is. I really wanted all to watch that.
Let me put it in, because you guys have a different scale for what's the director's name? Apatow. For Apatow.
Judd Apatow, yeah.
It is not as good as Sony People.
That doesn't say much. No, it's not as good as a good movie. But I don't understand.
You have to look at it
in your mind. Yeah. Right.
So that is why I'm trying to translate it to. Okay. It is not as good as Funny People.
That's bad for you.
Yes. You can only imagine. Ryan Reynolds is on my list. Andrew Robinson. Give us an actor.
I'm going to start with someone who I feel like I almost have no reason as to why I end up watching her films. Okay. Like, she is as 50-50 as they come. And when I say 50-50, I mean they are fun to okay or completely egregious. but somehow, I still end up going and watching her films whenever they come out or whenever I find the time. And this goes to Angelina Jolie, right?
Wow.
I know
so
that it's a
movies.
Bad decision, right? But when I can attest to the fact that I have spent my time watching Lara Croft movies, that are just egregious.
Andrew Robinson, I'm going to stop you right there. We watched Lara Croft movies because when they came out, we were children. And Angelina Jolie was going to dress up in little to no clothing and fight things. And so we didn't really have a choice. everyone went to see at least the first one.
I'm pretty sure that the last one came out when I was in high school.
Don't think I've seen the second one.
I saw
the second one came out in 2003.
Right. Did you see the second one, Andrew?
I did.
Wow.
I actually went to the movies to watch the second one.
Wow. I went to the movies to watch the first one. So bad.
I mean, I've also seen the likes of The Bone Collector, which I remember liking a lot at the time.
Oh, you loved it when it came out.
I think I still like that, but I haven't seen it in so long.
And I mean, if we really want to get down to it, if we talk about more recent entries, Damien can tell you a story of The Tourist, which I know is a horrendous film, but I went to it anyways. Right?
I actually block that.
and part of it is all I see Angelina Jolie, and I go, I want to give it a chance. And
Andrew, you know, if you had told me that before we went into The Tourist, and I punched you in the face and gone home, I'm glad that we're doing this list now. At least no one know. I have some heads up that terrible decisions are being made, not on the backs. Of logic, but complete bias and stupidity. Thank you.
This is what this list is all about. Complete bias and stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to try and justify yourselves. I'm not going there.
No, I don't.
No.
There's
names coming up. Guys.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, coming in at number four, most deservedly, and quite aptly considering the movie that we just watched, or rather just labored through, is Chiwetel Ejiofor, the great British actor. Now, I will justify this one because this guy.
How many bad things has he been in, though?
I know, but he has actually been in a few. Well, I guess maybe it's just taste, too. Mm-hmm. But Chewie will get me to watch just about anything. He has gotten me to watch two episodes so far of the most boring TV show, which I still have an intention to complete, but have not, because every time I finish an episode, I need to throw up. I need to just expel all of the boredom that has come from it. And that is why he must be low on this list, because he is somebody I choose to watch movies for, I guess, for a good reason. Because he is a justifiably, certifiably great actor. And so if I see him in something, I say, I don't think to myself, which I should, holy crap, he doesn't get much work. he's probably looking for money. I think to myself, he's put his stamp on this project, therefore I must watch it. And honestly, it's worked out very well for me in some cases, such as Children of Men and The Shadow Line, which I'm sure neither of you have still watched. Mm-hmm. And
the name is too dumb.
Yes, but it's so good. But the name it's such so a good dumb. TV show. And considering the source, I can't believe it. But he's in it, therefore it must be good. That is my thing. But he's also been in certifiably, at least in my mind, bad movies, such as American Gangster, starring yet another name, or the same name that Damien spoke of.
Let's not talk about
him. We're not talking about him?
Cannot mention he's better than this list.
I know he is, but is he really? If yes, he's shown up twice so far, you know if he's going to show up on Andrew's list. If he's going to show up on Andrew's list, then we kind of have no feet to stand on. But Andrew, you're right. He's got quite a few stinkers. He's got stinkers with Jamaican accents on them. That's how bad those stinkers are.
Look. If we're going that far back, then I'm going to have to change everything about this list. I'm going to like entry level efforts. Then I need to delete all this garbage that I have here.
But
I'm so happy we've never talked about that movie.
Yeah, that movie is bad. But Chewie has been in some pretty bad stuff. Again, to, you know, call out a name, Endgame that we just watched was pretty
Nelson
bad.
Mandela. And when I'm chilling out in South Africa, I listen to Talib Kweli.
I haven't listened to that album in forever.
Eternal. That is all I thought about every time he came on.
No, but anytime I see a movie or even see him actually on the television somewhere, mm-hmm. I think about that.
That is very sad.
That is sad. But that is my number four pick. Chewie, I love you to death, but please don't make me have to make any more bad decisions for you.
Alright, so this is probably the most egregious of my picks. Because this is for absolutely the worst reason. I will watch Kat Dennings. And that is the end of the statement. I will watch her.
So you're saying, Damon, you will find things that she's in and you'll mute the television.
I have seen some of the worst things in the world. And I sat there waiting for Kat Dennings to appear on the screen and then smiled and then it blocked out everything else. She's not a great actress. I don't think. I don't know. But I enjoy seeing her on the screen. And guys, I'm still watching Two Broke Girls. I don't even know if it's funny anymore. I remember it not being funny. I don't think I've laughed at this show in years, but I still watch it. I'm certainly not watching it for any other reason. Right? There's a few other actresses that I feel similarly about, but they always, you know, show up in good movies from now and then. But I don't think Kat Dennings comes in good movies. She's just in trash. Guys, let me tell you how bad this is. When they announced that she was in Thor, that is when I was on board to watch Thor. I probably still wouldn't have watched Thor to this day.
Wow.
If she wasn't in that movie. I mean, 100% serious right now.
Wow. Wasn't she announced after Natalie Portman?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay.
I still did not care.
Okay.
Like, Lightning Guy, this is probably going to be terrible. Right? They even had Idris in that movie, and I was still going, I don't want to. And then I remember, oh, right, Kat Dennings in it. I was hoping that she'd be the main love interest. I knew it wasn't going to happen. Of course, they hired Natalie Portman. But every time she was there, I went, oh, Kat Dennings. And then I watched whatever that movie was. So it's very sad. But, yeah, Kat Dennings. Can't help myself. I'm a dumb man.
Yeah, I think we all are. That's kind of what this podcast is proving.
Yeah, that's Or has so, for many years.
So this is an actor who I know exactly how Douglas feels about him, so he'll probably judge me a lot worse. I have no clue how Damien feels about him, because I don't know if we've ever actually talked about him directly on this show before.
Oh, is this
but someone who I definitely have made bad decisions for on purpose. Because, I mean, when I can look through his filmography and tell you that I have intentionally, this isn't, oh, I'm on lazy Sunday and it's on the television and I can't reach the remote. I've intentionally seen films like Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. I've intentionally seen Mr. 3000. I've intentionally seen...
Oh, no, why?
I've intentionally seen Soul Men. And this is for Bernie Mac.
Holy
right, guys?
Shit.
I like Bernie Mac. I like him a lot.
Wow.
I like the movies he's in are bad most of the time.
Did you watch his TV show?
Huh? I used to watch his TV show a lot. Like, anytime I saw it on TV, I'd have to stop and watch it. I enjoyed it.
That is some quality.
I've even seen Old Dogs. Oh. And I don't admit that to people.
I think you should edit. Just what, and I've even seen. don't let that get out.
And this is mentioning some of the worst of his movies.
Keep it between us three. Don't tell people that.
Well, why do you say some of the worst of his movies, like he's ever done good things? As far
King
as I'm
comedy.
Concerned, he's done. Well, no, the other two comedians were funny in that movie.
No, he was pretty good.
I generally don't like him.
You
the
can
only good
up,
thing he's done is Ocean's.
There's the Ocean's movies.
Stuff.
And there's Bad Santa. If you don't like Bad Santa,
oh, yeah, but
you
no,
are lying
like
to yourself.
Bad Santa. That's horrible. That
so
is
good.
Horrible.
Oh, God. Bad
that movie
so
is
good.
Not good.
I love it.
And then there's some of the stuff from the 90s, which I still lie to myself about.
Because
I was in school then. And like Damien was talking about Angelina Jolie and Tomb Raider, yeah. We purposely made bad decisions because we were stupid.
Yep.
Because, no. I mean, I remember when Life came out, I watched that movie
oh,
repeatedly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you enjoy Life?
I think we all did. We were young and impressionable at the time.
Eddie Murphy
and I mean,
was still funny.
And, I mean, who didn't love Friday?
Oh, well, no. Friday is loved for... Not because of Bernie Mac. Yes. Friday is a... No, I shouldn't say that where people can record and...
Yes,
and
yes. This will come back to haunt.
Yes, so Friday is a good movie. Yes. I enjoy Friday. Friday is
you
not what I was about to say. So, Andrew, I just want to let you know, and Damien.
Yes.
That right now,
mm-hmm.
This shit is about to get real.
Okay.
All right? So, before we were scraping the bottom of the barrel, I just poked a hole in the bottom, and I'm now digging
you're
deeper.
Drilling for oil.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So, this guy, I fell in love with this man, and I can tell you exactly when. In 2004, I was in university, and it all kind of came back to me because I knew him from a long time before. I enjoyed it. I knew that I liked things that he was in, but he was never really. A concern to me. He was just some dude. But I it got to the point where I read books that he has written. I've read both books that he's written.
Okay.
Oh, I know where we're going.
This man is actually revered by a lot of people. But
sadly,
because it's for all the wrong reasons. And even more sadly because I agree with all of those reasons. And that man is Bruce Campbell. And I want to at least point out to Andrew, I don't like to give him any more credibility than he deserves, but I forgot that there was another good aspect of Oz, and that was when I saw Bruce Campbell play a castle guard, because there is no Sam Raimi movie that does not feature Bruce Campbell in at least a bit role.
Drag Me to Hell.
You sure?
He wasn't in there at all.
You sure he's not on the TV somewhere?
I'm sure. But on a side note, the only reason that scene was as good as it was because Tony Cox was in it.
you keep talking about Tony Cox.
Yeah, Andrew.
All right, guys.
Anyway, hold on. I'm not finished.
Oh,
I need to talk because this man is really... There's no reason for me to like him except for his charisma, because he's not really any great. He's not a good actor,
He's terrific on Bird Notice.
Well, that's the thing. What he is he's likable. And shut up. he's likable. He makes fun of himself. He knows how to make fun of himself, and he's done it from the get go. From classics like Evil Dead, which, you know, try and fail to be a horror movie. Actually, no, the first Evil Dead succeeds, as does the second, but the third does not because it didn't mean to be. In movies like Bubba Hotep. He's great as a lead in, you know, movies where he's an idiot. He's great as a bit actor in things like all of Sam Raimi's other movies, in things like The Hudsucker Proxy, which, again, goes into another one of my, you know, I will do anything for you categories, but that's now directors with the Coen brothers. And I realized in 04 that actually grew up with this man and loved him to death when I was younger too, just didn't realize it, in a show by the name of The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Andrew, do you remember that show?
I remember that show. I've been hunting for that show. I can't find it.
I know. I think it got a limited DVD release a few years back, but to find that is, like, impossible. I hope one day it will be streaming somewhere. It better be. But then there are highly questionable movies that actually myself and Andrew enjoyed when we were young, but now realize that we shouldn't have, or at least I realize I shouldn't have. Like McHale's Navy. Do you remember that, Andrew?
Oh, I will keep my young memories of that and never revisit that film.
I remember. Never. I remember when cable was young in Jamaica and we didn't know things like copyright law or trademark infringement. When cable companies did things like, you know, take DirecTV channels and just play them. And Telstar had DirecTV stations that would play a movie over and over again.
All of them.
And yeah, McHale's Navy was on one of these channels and we literally watched it over and over again and just loved it. And then recently, with movies that he has actually tried to direct and failed, but I probably still love it anyway, like Man with the Screaming Brain. Andrew, do you remember when I forced you to watch that?
I remember only watching like the first half hour.
How bad was that movie?
It was pretty bad.
And yet, I am drawn to anything that he does. If I hear his name, if I smell his essence, if he were to write another book, I would put my money down, buy it, read it, and love it. And that is how you know true devotion.
You're a sad, sick little man. My pick is not as sad. I think Douglas has cornered the market on depressing how much you like somebody. I'm going to go with Jet Li.
Oh, wow.
I remember looking at his IMDb page and going, I've seen a surprising amount of Jet Li movies. I remember when they finally got him and Jackie Chan together, and I got up out of my house, paid money to carry, and watch that movie, knowing full well that that movie was going to be terrible. I think all of his big movies that have come out, like The One and Hero, like all of them, I have gone to the theater to watch. I've never waited for them. The only one that he's been in recently that I did not leave to the chance to watch was Expendables, because he was overshadowed by a whole lot of garbage that I did not want to see. And I still haven't completed that movie, but I at least gave it a shot.
You really didn't like that movie?
I don't like it, both of those movies.
I haven't watched the second one, but the first one was fun.
I haven't finished either of those movies. I don't like any of them. And the only... Like, when I sat down, I said, Jet Li's in this. And I'll watch Jet Li be Jet Li in something else. And that is very... It is really sad. How much love I have for Jet Li and Jet Li movies. Despite, with the exception of Hero, I think all of them are garbage.
hey, I will not have you research Fist of Legend. That movie's fantastic.
Look, Twin Dragons.
Listen here, Damien.
I mean, they're just bad.
Please recall that this man starred in Lethal Weapon 4,
yes.
Okay?
And I watched that movie and smiled as he kicked people in the face. Romeo Must Die.
Oh my god.
Douglas Robinson.
Oh my god.
Do you remember when Romeo Must Die came
out? I remember when that came out.
I was a small child.
I was a less small child.
And I got into that movie.
Oh my goodness.
You know what was the worst part about this? When I think about that movie, I remember a time in my life where it wasn't Jet Li that got me to watch a movie,
DMX got me to watch a movie.
Oh
my goodness.
I saw the one with him and DMX that came out after Romeo Must Die. Again, in the theater.
There was actually a time in my life where I loved Romeo Must Die. Can you believe that?
Yes, I do.
What was the name of that movie that we went to Douglas, which was DMX and... Oh, no. It was I Want to Go to This Movie, DMX and Steven Seagal.
Oh, and I put my foot down.
No, it wasn't that. I remember exactly. You were like, okay, you can go watch us, and I'm going to go watch Crouching Tiger. But when I got there, that movie was sold out, so I just went to watch Crouching Tiger with you for the second time.
Wow.
Two names which won't be on this list.
I don't think you could come up with two more names. I mean, I don't know. I can't come up with two names that I'd want to. No, that's a lie. If it was Tyler Perry and one of those other two names, I think I'd be more offended.
Which one would be worse, Tyler Perry and Steven Seagal, or Tyler Perry and DMX?
I really don't think it matters at this point. It's real bad.
But anyway,
I love him.
So I'm just going to make this one quick because I think this one kind of falls into Damien's Kat Dennings category.
Mm-hmm.
In that I will watch anything she's in because they fall into one of three categories: utter trash, kind of fun, or I don't know. On occasion, she falls into a good movie. But regardless of the movie, I love looking at her, and it's been a long time of looking at her. And this is the one Salma Hayek, right?
Well, you've seen a lot of garbage.
I mean, I watched Bandidos, okay? And
wow.
that movie is especially horrendous.
I think it's her and Paz Vega.
Yes.
And they are.
Oh wait, I think I. Yes.
And Steve Zahn is in there somewhere.
Yeah. No.
The worst part is, on occasion, she really falls into a good movie. Like, she was in Frida, which I thought was fantastic. And if we go further back in time and we see some of the movies where she really doesn't do that much, but she's just kind of the woman in the action movie, like Desperado.
But she's in a couple of... Is she ever... I know that the other chick is really his almost muse. Penelope is more his go-to lady, but wasn't your girl in a couple of Almodovar films?
I haven't seen any Almodovar films except for The Skin I Live In.
Seriously? You haven't watched anything else?
Good. I haven't seen anything else. I should. No, I keep telling myself, but it's one that I haven't gotten to yet. I've
seen a couple of them. I can't remember all the names right now, but the guy's, you know, there's a reason why people like him. All right, so just to let everybody know,
yes,
I had to find a way to bring this guy into this list. There's no way, given the amount of influence that this man has on this podcast, that he couldn't be on this list. And that man is the originator of the Gileomometer himself, Terry G. Now, I know that Damien's argument is that, oh, he's not in movies, he's
you
not
like
an actor, and so I can't put him on this
that
list.
That is exactly right.
However, that's not true.
That is true.
Terry Gilliam acted in every episode and every movie done by the Monty Python.
Okay.
So
but
he
that
is
does,
an actor.
That doesn't seem like a bad decision, though.
It doesn't seem like a bad decision.
Where are the bad decisions?
But let me tell you, right? The bad decisions is not what he's made, it's what I've made in terms of watching all of his movies. His movies, And there are a lot of arguably bad movies that he has been a part of. And why he is in my top two is because to this day I can't even, acknowledge that those movies are bad. You talk about Brothers Grimm. That's great as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people hate that movie. You talk about Jabberwocky. You talk about Time Bandits. A lot of people don't like that movie, or those movies rather. And I am all for it. When I look at his extensive library, and funnily enough, you talk about Jet Li and being surprised that you've watched so many of his movies. I feel the same way about this man. I think there are about two movies of his that I have not watched. And I can only point to two films where I had anything negative to say. One, Life of Brian. The only negative thing I have to say is that it could have been better. And the other one, well, I finally had to give up on this movie, was Tideland. That movie wasn't good, and I still... Well, okay, let me not put it that way, because... and that's how much I love this man, is that I can look at Tideland, hate it so much that I've only watched the first half hour of it, and still say that I can't judge it, and I can't say that it's bad, because I haven't watched the full thing.
Let me not say bad things about this, because... they'll take me off the fan site. Alright. I was going to save this one for last, but I think there's one more egregious on the list. There's a wrestler that we all love.
And I'm going to see him this weekend.
He's only in terrible movies. He's been in one thing that I love. I don't know if it's good or not. He was in The Rundown.
Yes, he was.
And I think
there's the other guys.
I think The Rundown is amazing.
He's in he's in Fast and the Furious.
The other guys doesn't really count because he was in there for a half a second with Sam Jackson.
It counts.
And
oh, you know Fast, what else counts?
Fast and Furious is hot garbage. No, Fast it's, 5 is terrible.
It's, is it terrible? It's terribly entertaining is what you know what else season that counts? Reno 911
again. That was fantastic. You can't be insulting for a half a second and go, that is why he is great.
Even though that movie was garbage, he was wonderful in Be Cool.
I have seen with the exception of wrestling, because I cannot watch wrestling because I'm a grown ass man. He's only rubbish. I mean, there's a Disney movie, Escape to Wish Mountain. In fact, there's just pick a movie, and it is terrible. Mummy Part 2, like just garbage, hot steaming garbage. The Scorpion King. I've watched all of them, and sadly, I would watch all of them again if I see them. And that is the sad part. That's the truly sad part. I know they're bad. But I'll watch The Rock in anything. He was in Faster. I've seen that movie twice.
Oh, I watched that movie again.
Of course you did. It's terrible. I've seen it again. I watched it. I sat down and watched it again.
And the weird part is that I'm kind of half expecting that this year is going to be a year where he has nothing but legitimately good movies.
You are so wrong. It is if you think...
How is G.I. Joe
and Fast going to be legitimately good movies? You're high and drunk.
My next name is someone who, well, we do kind of like a lot of his movies. There are some really bad ones in there. But I think the easiest way for me to explain how he deserves his spot on this list is he made me watch an Uwe Boll film. Right? I saw this movie by the name of In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale, and this is all because of Mr. Jason Statham.
Yes, and you forced me to watch it with you. I remember.
Did I?
I recall that day. Yes, you did.
But there are Jason Statham movies that you haven't seen. prominent Jason Statham
movies. Me, really? Oh, no, yeah, there Andrew. Are. Yeah. Oh, him? Okay. Yeah,
sure. Which ones? Like, I mean, I haven't seen Parker, which came out this year, and I haven't seen Blitz. I'm pretty sure I've hit pretty much the rest of them.
I saw Blitz. Or you I saw bits of Blitz.
I've seen Chaos.
No. I saw the right bits of Blitz.
Oh.
Did we not have that conversation?
Yes, I remember now.
That's look, I've seen Chaos. I've seen London. I've seen Revolvo. I've seen Death Race. I've seen War.
You win.
I even watched Killer Elite, which God damn it was a fucking horrible movie.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't Blitz. I saw it was Killer Elite.
Okay.
Yeah.
No is my answer to Jason Statham. Jason Statham can't con me to watching anything.
Of course he can.
Every time I see him in new movies now, I just go, this is just another version of the Transporter.
Yeah, but guess what? If Transporter 4 came out, you'd be right there.
That is
you?
A different conversation. That's not even worth having. If they put out Transporter 4, I'll be first in line. All these other Transporter type movies that he's doing that aren't named Transporter, I don't want to see.
Well,
Mark Douglas, this is your final one.
My final and probably biggest at this point, and I don't understand why, because I can't say that this guy is any good actor. I can't say that he makes good choices, or I think he does actually. And there we go. That's how you know that this is my number one most egregious blasphemy, which is to love this man by the name of Bradley Cooper. You think he's good?
I think he's good, yes. And I think he's not yet at the point where his choices are legitimately purposefully bad.
Name three movies in which that were great, that he did a great job in. And when I say great, I mean great.
We have
Silver Linings. That's one.
There's Silver Linings. Mm-hmm. There's The A-Team.
No,
and
it's
there
not.
Is The Place Beyond the Pines.
Okay, Place Beyond the Pines. You can't say that though, because A-Team. No, A-Team is not great.
I'm sorry,
it's not.
No,
it's not. A-Team does not get on that list.
He named two.
No, I wanted him to name three.
No one can name.
Of course, what? Chewie can't name three.
He can't name three. That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's unfair. You said the number too high.
I said no. Fuck you. Anyway, Bradley.
And there. And by the way, there's also Wedding Crashers.
No, that's not great. And by the way, Andrew, those movies are all the movies that I love him for. But that's not because those are good movies. Because they are not. And there is no way in hell that anybody can argue those to be good, like, great movies. As I look through his IMDb list, if you look at my screen here, you will notice that I have about a million tabs open because I had to remind myself of the good movies and the bad movies from each of my people on the list. But in this one, I have a couple for him, but I really couldn't do it because I don't see anything that I think is bad or that I don't like. I mean, I know like a while ago what I said about those movies. Those movies aren't good movies, but they're just examples of how much I love him, that in my head the A-Team was probably the best movie of, was it 2012 it came out or 11? I can't remember. But I enjoyed that movie so much. I must have watched that movie at least 10 or 20 times at this point. And at least I go back even to the beginning, Wet Hot American Summer. I think that's, well, that for me is a great comedy. I know a lot of people don't like it. And even that I would watch. He's in Wedding Crashers, which you mentioned, which I think is a hilarious comedy that he does. He hits it out of the park. He's in Yes Man, which I love for no reason at all. He's in The Hangover, which of course everybody loves. But again, there's nothing great about that movie. And Silver Linings, of course, is probably marks the beginning of his foray into acting and into into choices that are actually made because he wants to do good movies, right? I mean, look at Limitless, Andrew. Limitless is a mediocre movie at best, but I watched that movie and I enjoyed the shit out of it. I honestly cannot see a movie in here that I have seen, that I've watched with him in it, that I don't like. And that is how I know this man has to be number one on my list. Because there's so much bias that as hard as I try to be objective, I come out with not one negative statement to say about this man. It has to be. Bradley Cooper, you are number one.
That's very sad. So there's a bunch of people here, and all of them, I feel like the people that I want to call, I feel like I'd just be cheating. But I think the person that most deserves this final pick is probably Liam Neeson.
Release the Kraken!
Liam Neeson comes in. Great movie. We know Liam Neeson for Taken. When you think Liam Neeson, you think Taken.
Yeah, probably.
What you don't think about is the other wife and Battleship, and just this laundry list of garbage that Liam Neeson is in. But even The Grey, which was just awful, an awful, awful waste of time, where a man is hunted by a... Guys, I'd like... If Taken 2 came out afterwards, and I hate that movie with a passion, but when I hear Liam Neeson's name, I think of his past great movies, and then I think of Taken, and I simply ignore everything else.
No, of course.
And whenever... Look, I watched enough of Battleship because they told me he's only in it up to this point. And I watched about 45 minutes of Battleship, saw him and went, yeah. And then turned off the movie because it is the worst thing that has ever happened.
Yeah, Liam Neeson is pretty fun. I mean, I would venture to say, I'm going to speak for you here. I hated Taken 2 as much as you did, I think. But when Taken 3 comes out, and it will come out, we are going to be front and center, aren't we?
If someone says, did you know that Liam Neeson is in X? I'm going to go, oh, really? And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch that movie.
What was the name of that movie? Was it Anonymous?
Yeah,
that spy movie right almost unknown. Right after Taken. Unknown. Yeah.
Lord. But then you say Liam Neeson, and I go, I don't even think of, because Andrew brought up Release the Kraken, and I don't even think of those movies. I just think of the great ones, and the rest kind of disappear. And the sad truth of it is, if I see him on the TV, even in terrible movie, he was in one with him and Antonio Banderas, where they were arguing over some woman. And I sat and I watched that. And before you ask, of course, it's terrible.
I recently saw a movie with him. You can tell me if you've seen it. And it's god awful. Called Chloe.
Yes. Yes, oh. With the dead girl that he brought back to life.
No. This isn't about the dead girl. This is the one with Julianne Moore, with the prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm even mixing them up.
Afterlife, right?
Afterlife, yeah. Right. It was the one with the dead girl.
I think it's Christina Ricci is the other one, right?
Yeah. I sat down and watched that garbage.
I haven't watched that one.
I saw Chloe, too, with the big eyed girl Amanda from all those terrible movies. Yeah, Amanda. And, again, hey, guys, if you saw that... If you thought a movie with Amanda Seyfried is going to be good, you're high and drunk. But Liam Neeson was in it. And I looked at her and I went, Liam Neeson's in this. Should probably give it a look. And I did. Hey guys, it's terrible. So yeah, Liam Neeson's like, there's other people on the list, but they're in so many good movies to bad that it doesn't really count. But Liam Neeson's in, like, when I look at the list, he's in a lot of garbage. I've seen most of them, and it saddens me how much I ignore just because Liam Neeson was in Taken. Because he's mostly Taken at this point. Because I love him for. Andrew, what's your final pick?
My final pick, I think, kind of falls into the greatest definition of this list, which is someone who I will literally follow anywhere. He might have a bit of a better track record than a lot of the names we've mentioned, mm-hmm. but I think his voice alone is enough to make me want to watch a movie.
Fuck, is it Douglas Morgan Freeman?
No, it is not Morgan Freeman. And the thing about it, is that he does a lot more television than movies, more than not. And there was a show which I was trying to get you guys to watch, but I'm pretty sure isn't as good as I thought it was, and I don't think you guys ever watched it, called Kings, which he was the star of. This is one Mr. Ian McShane, right? I love movies like Death Race because of him. I love movies like Hot Rod because of him, but I know they are horrendous movies.
He's and in Hot Rod? Is that the one with Andy Samberg we're talking
it
about?
It is the one with Andy Samberg, right? I mean, for some reason, I still haven't gotten to see the whole of Deadwood. I've seen, like, season one.
Yeah, me too. But season great. One, come on. That was awesome.
But this man has done things to me, like, gotten me to watch what I consider to be the worst Woody Allen movie ever made by the name of Scoop. Right? Scoop. And it was literally because I knew he was in it.
But isn't he only in it for, like, 5 minutes?
He's in it for more than that. He jumps in and out. Right? He's a ghost. He dies early in the movie, but he comes as a ghost too.
Yes, he is. Yes, you're right.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man. Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Jo. But I was literally like, there's a Woody Allen movie with Ian McShane. I have to watch it. And then I watched it.
I think Woody
Allen
has made worse movies than that, though.
Probably. Maybe. The one with Curb Your Enthusiasm guy.
Yeah, that one was... Yes. Well, I never even... I couldn't get through the whole of that, and I got through all of Scoop. So, yeah, I guess that counts.
Ian McShane.
With Scarlett Jo was bad, too, with Matthew Good was in it, and there were tennis players or something. I
like Match Point.
Match Point, whatever. Mm. That was bad.
You know what? We have to end this podcast.
That's the actors that we follow to the ends of the earth, guys. I want to thank you guys for doing this with me, giving it a shot. But thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been the Unnamed Movie Podcast. You can find it, as always, over at gmanreviews.com, where I do all of my writings. I'm on Twitter at gmanreviews. Douglas is DJ. I lost his name. Damien_White. Let us know how you feel about the show. Don't watch bad movies. So good night. Don't be like us. Watch good movies. Anyways, good night and thanks for listening. Baby, 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 baby